All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, so we're going to try this. And it could be a disaster, but, well, you know, you can't bat 1,000. In the history of radio, this is not something that is like a new thought. This is, a lot of shows have done this. But basically, I want to do a draft of sorts. If you're going to watch the games this weekend in the divisional round, start thinking about who are the 10 best players you're going to see and what order you'd put them in. Like, we love lists, right? We love creating lists. They're fun. Sports radio was made for lists. Give me the top 10 players you'll see this weekend, right? So I said to the guys, come up with a list. All of our lists would look different. And we're not going to present three 10-person lists. We're going to create one. And then we're going to debate. We're going to move guys around and go from there. So it's not necessarily a draft. It's just going to be an easier way of developing a top 10 and then arguing from there. So, for instance, I'll start. I pick the guy I think is the best single football player you will see this weekend. Then Sully and David will inevitably bitch about it. And then Sully will name the next guy, number two. And then David will go, and then we'll just get to 10. And from there, then you have the conversations about who's too high, who's too low, and most fun, who isn't on the list. That's the best way I know how to do it. So, if you have some thoughts that are strong and you don't even want to hear the list, well, you can dial in now. But as we do this, feel free to pick up the phone and get in. Because the conversation with you guys will be how this kind of gets fun. 248-539-9797. So, Sully, does that sound like the most sensible way to do this?
Yeah, the only question would be, so is it, what is it, snake draft? Is it?
No.
How do we do it?
Me, you, David, me, you, David, me, you, David.
Okay.
But again, it's like we're going to argue about where to put them, and if you guys have this vehement objection or callers, we're going to adjust this list. This is just going to be establishing what we deem to be the 10 guys to focus on. Then we talk about who's left out. We talk about who's overrated, underrated, etc. But you're picking based on where you feel the guys should be. Like, I'm going to take the guy I think should be number one. And based off of that, you'll pick the guy who's number two. And look, the guy you pick at number two might be the guy you think is really number one. Sound fair?
Cool.
Do we do a little music here? Do you want to drop a beat? Let's have, well, okay. All right. I'm going to start with what I deem to be the best single football player that we will see this weekend. The number one selection in our divisional round draft. Defensive tackle for the Los Angeles Rams, Aaron Donald. I think he is the single best football player in the National Football League. Play in, play out, game in, game out. He's a one-man defense. Now, are there any massive objections to Aaron Donald?
That's exactly who I had at number one as well.
Okay, David.
Yep.
So, all right.
All good with that one.
This is good. I thought I'd catch heat for not having to be a QB, but I truly think Aaron Donald is that special.
Yep.
Okay, and remember.
From a pure player, this isn't fantasy.
Right.
This is football player.
Okay. The number two selection.
Well, Nick Foles, obviously. No.
I'm leaving. Who is the number two player you will see this weekend in Mike Sullivan's mind?
Yeah, number two player is going to be Pat Mahomes.
Ooh.
Whoa.
He's had a fantastic year. Kid's an absolute stud. Statistically, he's been a monster. Right here, right now, he's the second best player in the postseason.
Okay, I'm going to mark that. We're going to have a conversation. Who's the third best player, David?
Okay, in my mind, now, hopefully this isn't a controversy, I would have to say Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas would be number three in my mind. He catches everything, 85% catch percentage. He catches everything that is thrown to him. He has to be number three to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you.
I'm a Michael Thomas sicko fan. I love him, but I can't put him three.
David, he's not in my top 10, to give you an idea.
What?
I love Michael Thomas. I can't put him third.
He's not in my top 10. He's not in my top 12.
He would be top 10. I would disagree with that.
And I'll make a compelling argument against it. I'm telling you right now, that's going to be the one. The listeners are going to come after you.
The game is ruined now.
Roberto, I kind of think it is.
No. Bring it. We can debate it.
It's
the fourth best player you will see this week. And remember, this is not a fantasy draft. This is the fourth best player you're going to see this weekend. For David ruining the game, I'm going to go Ezekiel Elliott at number four. Okay. I think Zeke could be as high as number two. I think he's the best running back in the league. He plays all three downs. I think he could be an even more dangerous receiver than a running back. He's the most physical back there is. I think Zeke Elliott truly could be as high as two as a pure player. But he'd certainly be number three over this ridiculous hatchet man Michael Thomas selection. Any issue with Zeke there at number four?
No, I'm surprised no quarterback from either of you guys.
It was close. But when you're talking about the pure talent, we're not debating quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are often not better players. They can be more important
players.
But this is about who is the best players. Michael, the number five player we will see this weekend.
I'm completely torn between two guys. Torn up. But I'm going to choose. I don't know.
I'm going to go with,
in terms of player.
Yes.
I'm going to go Drew Brees.
Okay.
It was between Drew Brees or Andrew Luck.
Good. You chose wisely. Now, if David screws this up.
I'm taking Luck.
So Luck would be number six.
I would take Luck.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. After that Michael Thomas thing, David, I'm worried about you.
Oh, you might not like this one, but I think he's probably the next on this list.
Whoa, you chose Luck.
I would choose Luck over Breeze on his selection.
And guess what? That's fine,
yes.
but that means you did take Luck.
Yeah, I will take Luck then. Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so here's your top six right now. Top six players
David
are going to see this
David actually said
weekend.
Stephon Gilmore next.
Yeah, David has always had an affinity for Kevin Hogan. Aaron Donald, Mahomes, Michael Thomas, Zeke, Breeze, Luck. We are on to number seven. Now, this one, I think people will have a problem with it, but I can make a compelling case. He is the best player at his position as a rookie. He has a physical presence that not only won his position, but changed his entire position group.
I know who you're going with.
I am going with.
Yes.
Quentin Nelson.
No.
Wow.
No.
I know what David thought.
No way.
Yes way. Hold on.
No.
Hold on. Timeout. Best guard in the league is a rookie. All pro. Completely changed the Colts line. He is a physical presence. He lined up. Dude, he body slammed Jadeveon Clowney last weekend. He is being talked about as better, one of the better offensive linemen we have seen come out of the draft in a decade. This is about the best players I will see this weekend.
I didn't think that's the rookie you would go with.
I knew where you were going.
And wow.
Hey, unlike Michael Thomas, that other guy you're talking about is in my top 10. I will say that.
Okay. All right.
Let's go to Sully, the eighth best player.
Wow.
That we will see this weekend.
Mike,
that's not a hot take. I back that up. David just blurted out Michael Thomas. So many other good players.
Well, Michael Thomas is the best receiver in the playoffs right now. Out of respect, which isn't what this is about.
So then don't do it.
Out of respect, I would want to say Tom Brady, but I'm not going to say Tom Brady.
Good. Be smart. Tom Brady is not one of the 10 best players you will see this
basically
weekend.
Basically, where I'm at, it's between Philip Rivers and Todd Gurley, but I'm going to say Todd Gurley.
You know what? I had Gurley higher than Rivers on my rating. That's fine. I mean, Gurley again. Now, we may not see him at 100% this weekend. Todd Gurley is a fabulous football player. A guy who, in any year, could lead the league in scrimmage yards, can catch 80 balls, can be a goal lineback. I love Todd Gurley. Any issue, David? Any problem there?
No.
Okay. David, at number nine, this is your opportunity, and it fits. The ninth best player we will see this weekend.
See, I'm stuck between two players as well here. two defensive players, actually, I'm stuck between.
Good.
But I have to go with the rookie, Derwin James.
What?
That's who I have to go with.
I can't do this. He's ruining this game.
Come on. Are you serious?
He's ruining this
game. All pro safety.
He can't be above Darius Leonard. Come on, David, don't ruin the game.
I didn't think about Darius Leonard. I'm sorry. I didn't.
No, it stands.
I'm going to give you a chance. No,
I didn't.
Mike, no.
I didn't even think about Darius Leonard.
Well, think about it now.
No, those are the rules. It has to stand. That's no, we don't make the rules.
First of all, I make the rules. And he already made it. He's
That's
ruining.
The point of the game, to have controversy. That's
but
the point of it.
But it's not controversy. He's submarining our game.
I thought he was going to say Fletcher Cox.
Guess what?
It's like I picked an all-pro player here.
All right, Derwin James.
Come
fine.
On.
Fine. Fine.
Oh, my
and
God.
And because of my ratings,
incredible.
Because of my ratings, now Darius Leonard doesn't get selected. I'm saying Fletcher Cox. That's
oh,
right.
Nice.
That's right. He's a one-man wrecking crew. He's unblockable. He's one of the top 10 players you will see this weekend. And if I have my way, Thomas is out of here and Derwin James is out of here and Leonard would make the list too. But because Cox is a bigger man, because he plays D tackle, stop it. You're a bunch of perverts. His name is Fletcher Cox.
No, you're not going to hear any argument. I love Cox. He's a great player.
Okay. I know what you're. I don't want to do this. It's about football. Not everything's about being a 12-year-old. Top 10 players this weekend. Here, Roberto. Number 10, Cox. Number 9, Derwin James. Number 8, Todd Gurley. Number 7, Quentin Nelson. Number 6, shut up, Andrew Luck. Number 5, Breeze. 4, Zeke. 3, Michael Thomas. David.
Yes.
Number 2, Mahomes. Number 1, Aaron Donald. Who are the glaring omissions? Who's too high on this list? Who's too low? 248-539-9797. We will come back with each of our biggest criticisms of the other's selections next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.